Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Be'alotcha. Our Parsha begins where last week's Parsha ended. Parshat Naso concluded with a summary of the gifts that the Nesim brought upon the completion of the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan. And it's this week's Parsha which begins Aharon's role, which is the lighting of the menorah. The first Rashi in our Parsha quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, which links our Parsha to Parshat Naso. Says Rashi, Lama nismacha parshat ha-menorah la-parshat ha-nesiim? Lefi, shekeshira'a Aharon chanukat ha-nesiim chalsha da'ato? Shelo haya imahem b'chanukah lo hu v'lo shivto? Amar lo akarosh baruch hu chayecha, shelcha gdola mishalahem, sheata madlik umeitiv et hanerot. Rashi says, why is our parsha adjacent, or why is it juxtaposed to the parsha of the Nesi'im, or the end of Parshat Naso? Because, says Rashi, when Aharon saw the gifts and dedication, he was very pained. Chalsha da'ato. He was very pained, since neither he nor his shevet joined in the dedication of the menorah. Hashem consoles him, comforts him, and says, "Shelcha gdola mishalahem." Says Hashem, "I promise you that your role is greater than their role, for you are going to light and to clean and to fix up the candles, the lamps, so to speak, on the menorah." Aharon was worried that he had no place in the Mishkan until Hashem assured him, or at least no place in the dedication of the Mishkan, until Hashem assured him that it was that Aharon's job cleaning the menorah, preparing the menorah, lighting the menorah, was more valuable in Hashem's eyes than was the contribution of the Nesi'im. An obvious question can be asked from this Rashi, from this Medrash. Why was Aharon comforted by Hashem's response? The Nesi'im play a central role in the dedication of the Mishkan. Their financial contributions were immense, and the place that they occupy in the Torah is extensive. The number of words that we have in Parshat Naso just dedicated to the 12 gifts, the gifts of the 12 Nesi'im. Especially when we think about how frugal the Torah usually is with extra psukim, with extra words, even extra letters. On the other hand, Aaron's role seems far less valuable. He contributed nothing in the building of the menorah. He contributed nothing even in the expense of the lighting of the menorah. The oils, the wicks, everything belongs to the Mishkan, not to Aaron himself. In addition, if we just look at the real estate, so to speak, that's spent in the Torah, it is far, far, far smaller, far, far fewer psukim are dedicated to Aharon's task than to the gifts of the Nesi'im. Regarding Aharon's actions, the Torah simply says, "Vayas kein Aharon el mul panei ha-menorah ela nerotea, kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe." Nothing, that's it, one pasuk. We don't have the dozens and dozens of psukim that the Nesi'im had. So it really seems at first glance that Aharon's service does not seem to be as significant as that of the Nesi'im, let alone greater. Why would Hashem therefore say that Aharon's contribution is greater than that of the Nesi'im? I think there are certainly many answers to these questions, but I think the following answer, is particularly powerful and particularly relevant to our Torah growth. I think that one can suggest that certainly the contributions of the Nesi'im are special. No question about it. The way in which the Torah enumerates and the way in which the Torah describes their personal gifts points clearly to the gifts and to the Nesi'im's significance and importance. However, Hashem sends Aharon a message, and Hashem sends all of us a message, a powerful message, about contributions when he tells Aharon, "Shelcha gdola mishalahem." Your contribution is greater. Why? Well, on the pasuk that we said a few moments ago, Vayas Kain Aharon, Rashi quotes the Sifrei, who says, Lehagid Shivcho Shel Aharon Shelo Shina. The Torah tells us how wonderful, how praiseworthy is Aharon. He did not change, he did not digress. Aharon performed his duty in the Mishkan with the menorah day after day. He performed it quietly and he performed it privately. He performed it in a way where there was no fanfare and there was no publicity. And he also performed this service day after day after day, every day, regardless of Aharon's mood, regardless of his mindset. He was excited, not excited, happy, less happy, inspired, less inspired. No, he always did it. And Hashem makes it clear that this kind of avoda and avodat Hashem is far more valuable. Anyone can do something once. Anyone can do something when the cameras are rolling. Anyone can do something when they're going to make the headlines. But it is Aharon's understated, relatively private actions, performed without fanfare, without flourish, without showy display, that is more special in the eyes of Hashem. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him and tells us, Shelcha gdola mishalahem. It happens to be that the halacha follows this principle as well. A well-known expression in the Gemara, a well-known halacha in the Gemara reveals this similar idea. We know, we all know, tadir v'she'eino tadir, tadir kodem. When we are confronted to perform two mitzvot at the same time, the mitzvah that is performed more often takes precedence. For example, if we ever were to take out two Sifrei Torah, such as Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the reading of Shabbos precedes the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Rosh Chodesh is special. It's only once a month. Yes, but Shabbos is performed more often. Why is that so? Same is true with benching on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. We say Ritzei and only afterwards Yalav Yavo, etc., etc. And this is similar to the idea that we just mentioned. Regular mitzvot, recurring mitzvot, have precedence over those that are less frequent. And as we grow in our learning, it is important to keep in mind that quick fixes and one-time bursts of inspiration are less valuable, less powerful, less meaningful than long-term actions and continual commitment. Most people are able to perform great acts when the spotlight is on them. However, it is the more special avodah that is of the sort that occurs regularly, even in the quiet solitude between her and her Creator. May we all be zocha. Have a Shabbat Shalom.